name's Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. This time, we are going to read a book called A Dress with Pockets by Lily Murray and Jenny Lovely. So, are you ready? Let's go. On Lucy's birthday, Aunt Augusta said, "It's time you had a new dress. I'll take you shopping." So off they went. "Welcome," said the shopkeeper at the fabulous fashion store. "We have every kind of dress and more. There are fancy dresses, frilly dresses, stripy dresses, silly dresses, sun dresses, fun dresses, blue dresses, green, titchy dresses, witchy dresses, very, very itchy dresses, swirly, twirly, whirly dresses, fit for a queen. Furry dresses, feather dresses, lacy dresses, leather dresses, head dresses, red dresses, quiet dresses, loud. Fairy dresses, hairy dresses, watch out for the scary dresses. Wispy, gauzy, floaty dresses, for looking like a cloud. How about these puffy dresses? Lovely pink and fluffy dresses. Shiny dresses. Spiny dresses. Loose dresses. Tight. Tied up in knotty dresses. Polka-dotted spotty dresses. Slinky dresses. Twinkly dresses, lit up like the night. "Well," said Aunt Augusta. "I don't know," said Lucy. "None of these dresses feel quite right."
"Not quite right?
Not quite right?
Not quite right?
What kind of dress would you like?"
And Lucy whispered, "A dress with pockets."
"With pockets?
With pockets?
With pockets?
Whatever for?"
"Oh," sighed Lucy, "for worms that wriggle and spiders that jiggle, for beetles that live under logs, for splashing in puddles and giving wet cuddles to beautiful, shiny green frogs, for magical spells and beautiful shells, for a woodlouse, a feather, a nest, for following trails and hunting for snails, for a mouse in need of a rest."
The shopkeeper spluttered and turned rather pink. "Dear me, good gracious, the shock! Never before have I heard such requests when it comes to choosing a frock."
Lucy was quiet. She looked at the floor.
"I really need pockets to help me explore. For fossils and flints and butterscotch mints, for trinkets and limpets and more, for small sticky bricks and lollipop sticks, for a necklace, a bracelet, for rings, for skimming stones and mysterious bones, for a world of curious things.
I don't care about spots or blue polka dots. or if it's made with silken seams. The dress that's the best is a dress with pockets. That is the dress of my dreams. The shopkeeper frowned and thought very hard. I think I may have just the thing. He rustled and rummaged, then pulled from a corner a box that was tied up with string. I've got it. I've got it. Yes, this is the dress for you. Perfect, said Aunt Augusta. And they took two. The end. I really love this story because I love having lots of pockets in my clothes too. I need pockets to hold all of my helpful things, like my phone and my keys and tissues and a pen and paper in case I need to write anything down. I wonder, what kind of clothes do you like to wear? You might like trousers or skirts with lots of pockets too. Or clothes with lots of zips on. Or maybe even laces. See if you can tell a grown-up or a friend all about your favourite types of clothes. I'm sure they'd love to hear all about it. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon.